Good morning, Grace Fellowship.
Good morning.
It's good to see you all here this morning. Hey, Andy mentioned to us, we got some requests, which was great, but we've had a busy week, so we probably have to get to them some other time, some song requests.
But they will be coming.
They are on the waiting list, yes. So let's worship the Lord this morning. And if you're able to stand up, and let's praise the Lord, give him the thanks and gratitude that he deserves.
Amen.
Take a seat one moment. My name is Eric Byram. I'm one of the pastoral elders here at Grace Fellowship Church. What is today? Does anybody know what today is? It's a fifth Sunday. What do we do different on a fifth Sunday? Well, it's a worship, but we always worship. We call it celebration. We're doing a little more celebrating, but we're doing a celebration Sunday, and what we do during this Sunday is we're going to have a lot more singing. So those of you that maybe have trouble standing a long time, don't feel like you have to stand the whole time. You can stand up, you can sit, you could kneel if you want, whatever. And the goal is praising the Lord today. And we're going to have some breaks in the service where we can share some testimonies. So I'm not going to call you out, but I want you to be thinking, hey, do I have something that God has been doing or shown me lately that I would like to share to encourage others, to spur them on towards love and good deeds? So put that in your mind. We're going to be having some breaks to do that. And so I just like us all just to close our eyes for a minute. I want you to just close your eyes. Sometimes we come to church and you've got a lot of burdens. Your mind's a buzz like a beehive. There's lots of things going on. And I just want you to kind of put out your hands like you're releasing something out of them. Let's just take a moment just to release these things. Just release those to the Lord. And then let's flip our hands up like we're receiving and just say, Lord, fill me with your peace. Fill me with your presence. Help me to see you this morning. Quiet my anxious heart. Just receive from God that. Sometimes we come and we're not quite in a mindset, a mind frame ready just to be still in his presence and to praise him. So let's do that now. Do you know he loves you? Receive that love. Do you know he has grace and abundance for you? Will you receive that grace? Let it pour down over you. Just imagine it like coming down over you like oil, like someone's pouring a whole bottle of that Crisco oil or a cooking oil over your head. It's just running down all over you. And you're not grossed out because, you know, it's just covering all over everything. Let him just cover over you right now with his love, his grace, his mercy. In the same way that oil would just get all over everything, he's going to get into every crevice of your life right now. No spot he's not aware of. All those dark closets to keep him out of, it's going right in there. Open those doors wide. He's trustworthy. We don't need to be afraid to let him in those places. Let him clean house this morning. Let him just wash away everything that might stand between you and him. Amen. Well, I'm going to read this psalm. We've been working through the Psalms of Ascent. And we're on Psalm 128 now. And I just want to read this to get us into the presence of the Lord in this way. We remember these have been a journey, and we're on this journey. So Psalm 128 says this: Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. So let's stand together. Hopefully we've been able to let go of things. Just let God cover us and let's enter into his presence. And I pray that you may experience his presence and be able to be blessed and to bless others this morning. Let's praise the Lord together.
I was walking the wayside. Heaven, and I've never been the same. out of the grave. I'm gonna climb a mountain, I'm gonna shout about it. I am a child of love. I found a world leader, I found a friend in Jesus. I am a child of love.
Yeah.
Oh. I am a child of love.
Yeah.
Oh. I am a child of love. Belong to you, yes I do. Nothing can separate. I'm going to climb a mountain, I'm going to shout about it. I am a child of love. I found a world of freedom, I found a friend in Jesus. I am a child of love. I'm a child of love. I found a world of freedom. I found a friend in Jesus. I am a child of love. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I am a child of love.
Yeah.
Oh, I am a child of love.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
I am a child of love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Eric just called my number when he was talking about being anointed with oil. I moved here in August of 1981. I was fresh out of college. I'd come to be part of the college campus ministry program, and I had worked a summer camp. And when I came here, I had this just full-blown head cold. And Tim Barber was preaching that morning, and the passage said, if any of you is sick, have him call the elders and have them anoint you with oil, and you will be healed. And Tim's message included that passage, but the point of the message was, we want to be a people of God who do the Bible. And he said, whenever you see an imperative in the Bible, and it says, do this, don't do that, do this, do those things. And the things you don't do those things, but do. We want to be doers of the Bible. And I thought, okay, Lord, here I am. I feel lousy. I walked up to Tim after the service, and I said, Tim, you're an elder, right? I said, I got a cold. You want to anoint me with oil and pray? We just talked about it this morning. He grabbed Bill Deckard. Many of you know Bill Deckard. And we walked into the kitchen, and Bill grabbed a gallon jug of Wesson oil and dumped. And it just streamed all through my hair and down my face. And they prayed for me. And I went down to my apartment after the service, and I took a nap, and I woke up at 2 o'clock, and I felt fine. I felt better than fine. Then I went and took a shower and showered it off, and then I had to wash my bedding because the bedding had the oil on it. But, you know, it was worth it because I saw firsthand God do what God said he was going to do. And so I want to encourage you, do, you know, if you're not feeling well, ask the elders. They'll pray for you. They'll anoint you with oil. If they don't have any of the special, you know, little bottles of stuff in their pocket, we'll go. I know there's a gallon up there somewhere, right? Two. I'll be glad to pour. Angel says there's two up there. So let me encourage you, and let's continue on 40-some years later. Let's be a people of God.
Praise
who
the Lord.
Do the Bible.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Here's another on your feet song. How good and pleasant. The lyrics you guys know, most of you guys, how good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is from Scripture. How good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity. Let's praise the Lord. How good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How good and pleasant it is we dwell together in unity. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Showers of blessing, showers they fall. When we love and live in unity, when we lift one voice loud and strong. Woo! Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As far as the east is to the west, the north is to the south, we're going to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we're going to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No matter who comes against us, no matter what the world says, we're going to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we know it won't be long till we see our Savior coming in those clouds. We're going to praise the Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We praise you, Lord, this morning. Lord, we come together to praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you,
Lord. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good.
You have led me through the fire and I
darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God.
All my life you have been faithful.
Praise you, Lord.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful.
Praise you, Lord.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I want to sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Sing of the goodness of God.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Lord, you are good. You are good. You are good. You are good.
You are so good.
We praise your holy name.
Praise your holy name.
We honor you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
We lift it up on the praise of your people.
Praise you, Lord God. We serve a good God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. For the thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
He is the head of the body of the church.
Praise you.
The beginning and the firstborn.
Praise you, Lord. Worthy. Yes. 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 Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Lord of all creation. Water, earth, and sky. The heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. Sing it out, church. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy. Holy, the universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth.
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 you, Lord. Early in the morning, we celebrate your life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I will celebrate the light. When done, I stumble in the darkness. I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. God of wonders, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. You are holy, holy. You are holy, holy.
Maybe seated for a second. In the passage we read today, it ends this word, peace. Peace be upon Israel. What's the Hebrew word for peace, those of you that are our Hebrew scholars among us?
Shalom.
Shalom. What does it mean to have shalom? Wholeness, right? Well-being. Does it mean everything is going well around you always? But within us, we are right, physically, spiritually. So if you're feeling not whole today, I'd like to ask maybe Jerry, Jadea, maybe Judy, if you're up to it. I don't know if you are, but they could be just available at the back. We have some anointing oil. If you want prayer for anything, if you're looking in yourself and you're saying, I'm needing prayer, I'm not feeling shalom in this or that area, ask for prayer. That's what we can do. We can minister to one another. And so we'll just be at the back. Feel free to go there anytime during the rest of the service. Get prayer. And we're just going to take a moment now. What treasures would you like to share with those here? Have you found any gems this week that you'd like to share? Mitch had one, so I'm going to bring the mic to Mitch.
It's pretty simple. I was on the grounds here Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday doing some work, and I had the blessing of seeing the Clear Fork band do their rehearsal. And it was really neat because on Tuesday they were just kind of working on basic steps. They had the field striped like a football field, and by Thursday and Friday they were really blossoming out, and they do a tremendous job putting a plug in for the band there. No. But what was interesting was two boys went by me on Friday afternoon with fishing poles, and they said, oh, they're going fishing. And the boy said, yeah, I caught this 2-pounder. I thought, oh, that's pretty neat. Anyway, about an hour or two later, one of the teachers told me what happened. The boy was, he hooked probably like a 4-ounce bluegill, and as he was reeling it in, the big 2-pound fish saw the bluegill go by and hooked on to the bluegill. So he wound up catching this big fish. And I was thinking about it today, how many times in our lives are we praying to God and asking for that 4-ounce bluegill? And God really wants to give us the big 2-pound fish. And I guess you could say we need to expand our horizons. And kind of reminds me of the story in 1 Kings 17. There was a famine going on in the land. Most of you know that story about the prophet Elijah coming up to the widow and saying, hey, make me a loaf of bread. And the widow says, well, you know, I just have enough oil and flour, and I'm gathering some sticks, and I'm going to make a bread for my son and I, and then we're going to eat it and die. And then he convinces her to make a loaf of bread for himself first, and then you'll have plenty. And she was obedient to the Lord. She made the loaf of bread for Elijah. I mean, she could have told him to get lost, Bob, you know, and send him away. But she was obedient. She made that loaf of bread. And then it turned out that in the next several days, while the famine was going on, her flour never ran out, her oil never ran out. She kept being able to feed herself and her son until the famine ended. So remember, anytime you're asking God for that bluegill, realize that he wants to give you that big two-pounder. So we shouldn't be limiting our imagination is what holds us back, our own thinking. So praise God for the big fish that hooked onto the bluegill. Praise the Lord.
Anyone else have a testimony you'd like to share?
I do, Eric, if I could.
Oh. Yeah, you go ahead and then we'll get Sheila here.
Okay, so mine's a little bit longer of a story, and it has to do with obedience also. So Samuel and the youth are doing a musical. I hope everybody knows that now. In a couple weeks, in fact, She Loves Me. It's so cute. It's such a good show. Anyway, the kids are doing a great job, all of them. Abby and I were out Friday trying to find some props. And it's set in a perfumery. And so we need some really pretty, you know, perfume bottles and things. And we were looking for, you know, whatever we could find at yard sales. And Abby had just gotten done with 2 hours of soccer training that morning. And so I'm like, okay, we're driving. You know, we had gone to several yard sales. The Lord had blessed us with several things. People had said, oh, it's for a church musical. Here, take this. I'm like, yay, thank you. So anyway, I'm like, okay, we're done. She's like, I'm so tired. I want to go home and sleep and shower and eat. And so we're driving down the road, Middle Belleville or something. I forget which road it was. And the Lord keeps speaking to me, turn here, turn here. And I'm like, oh, Lord, she wants to go home. Turn here, turn here. And so I keep wrestling with him a little bit. And then I get further down the road. I'm like, Abby, I'm so sorry. I know you want to go home and go to, you know, shower and eat and go to sleep. But the Holy Spirit just keeps telling me to go this other direction. She's like, Mom, it's good. If God's telling you to do something, do it. So one, for Mom, that's a huge blessing to me that my daughter is like, listen to the Holy Spirit, Mom. I'm good. I'll be fine. So we take the route that the Lord is kind of trying to, you know, I'm trying to listen, be obedient. We see this yard sale sign, and it's kind of out in the country a little bit. I'm like, well, it's, you know, not the normal. So we go up to this house. People are really friendly and really nice. And we're looking, oh, maybe a couple tablecloths, a big sheet here for something else. And the lady's like, oh, and there's all these bottles down below the table here. Those are free. I got them in auction. I don't want them. They've been sitting in my basement for months, and I'd like to get rid of them. I start looking, and there are these two big boxes of old Avon bottles, perfume bottles, all beautiful and intricate. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you're so good. That's exactly, and they were free. I didn't have to spend anything on them. I was just so grateful. God is good. And so not only did it build my faith again, then it also built hers. And I'm just, and provided something we need. So I might have been asking for that 4 ounce, but he gave us the 2 pounder, and I'm so grateful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Well, I just wanted to share that I got to be present for the birth of my 4th grandbaby.
Yeah.
And her name is Ivy Wren, and mom and baby are happy and healthy and home now.
Praise the Lord.
So I wanted to piggyback off of what Marie had shared. It's really special. It's an honor to be able to obey, to hear the Lord, and to be able to respond. I was talking with one of my kiddos last week, and he was asking a question about a passage, and I was able to speak application of that. And when I did, it was like the Lord had put his hand on my shoulder and said, you need to heed your own advice, son. And so I said, okay, Lord, I think I know what you're telling me, and normally I don't question you, but I need some confirmation. Thanks for sharing, Marie. You were that confirmation. So I want to just encourage you, if you hear the Lord speaking to you, be obedient, because it may not just be for you, and it has a ripple effect. So I want to praise the Lord for that.
Right. As I make my way over there, that's one of the reasons we do give testimonies, because, you know, Paul talks about in Corinthians over and over, building up the body, building up the body. So when we hear of God's faithfulness or God's challenges to others in the form of us sharing testimonies with one another, sometimes it confirms things. Sometimes it encourages us. Sometimes it spurs us on to do something that maybe we wouldn't have done otherwise. We say, well, if they can do that, I can do that too with God's help. So just, Brian, we'll share what God's given you.
It's rather simple. Kind of a high bar to follow now that you give that segue. I was driving here to the church this morning, and I usually think, okay, God, what, trying to get in tune with the morning, so to speak, and all this healing and first century Jesus doing things started coming to mind. You know, all these different people he healed, and I kept thinking, I thought through some of the situations, says, well, God, why'd you do that? Why'd you do this? And the bottom line was just because he wanted to. I mean, you stop and think about it. I mean, the woman in desperation touched Christ's robe, you know. He healed it because he wanted to. Other people, you just think about all the times Christ just healed all sorts of people. They said, oh, well, how did they deserve that? How did they get that to happen? Just because he wanted to do it. That's what struck me. The bottom line, he just wanted to do it. So, for what it's worth, he wants to heal people. He just wants to do it. And that's part of it. That's part of it.
And as you're saying that, I'm reminded of that verse. You don't have because you don't ask. So it's not a scientific formula. It's like those that are desperate for God, he is not far. He's not hiding himself. He wants to do it, but he also waits for us to ask. And, you know. Yeah. 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 Yeah, and I think of so many people, like, they say, well, I'll go to church when I get my stuff cleaned up, right? When I feel like I'm worthy, I'll go. No, come to him. He's the one that makes you worthy. He's the one that cleans you up. It's not ourselves that cleans us up. And he's the one that wants to meet our needs. We're going to have a little bit of time later for some more testimonies, but I just want to reiterate, if you have something you'd like prayer for, we're going to have people at the back. Feel free to go back there and get prayer. So let's enter a second set of worship. Just take us away.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of his mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, 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 we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 is the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of his mercy and love. At the feet of Jesus, we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy. Fall down, we lay our crown. at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lamb. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we praise you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The splendor of our King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. And trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. From age to age He stands, and time is in His hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Name above all names. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Praise your Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Name above all names, worthy of great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great is our God. How great is our God. You are great, Lord. How great is our God. How great is our God.
Lord, we love you. Lord, you are holy.
You are worthy, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You are great, O Lord God. We worship you this morning. Lord, you give us reason to praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord,
Amen.
For waking us up this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your Son. Oh, Lord, thank you. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for us. We praise you, O God. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know you. Lord, thank you for chasing after us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. Praise you, Lord.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can come back. You are living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, and my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Lord, your presence, Lord.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of
your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Oh, Lord.
Heavenly King, how honored we are that you are among us.
Praise you, Lord God.
Lord, you are so good. Thank you for being here with us.
Lord, help us to bring in your presence to wherever we go, Lord. Lord, help us to talk to you every day, every place we go, Lord. Help us, Lord, to call on your name and say, Lord, what do you want me to do here? What are you doing here, O God? How can I help? Come, Holy Spirit, fill us up, O God.
Amen.
Falling on my knees in worship, giving all I am to seek your face. Lord, all I am is yours. My whole life I place in your hands. God of mercy, humbled I bow down in your presence at your throne. I call, you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I wanna be where you are.
Take it back to one.
Falling on my knees in worship, giving all I am to see your face. Lord, all I am is yours. My whole life I place in your hands. God of mercy, humbled I bow down in your presence at your throne. I called, you answered,
and you came to my rescue, and I wanna be where you are.
My life be lifted high, and our world be lifted high, and our love be lifted high. My life be lifted high, our world be lifted high, our love be lifted high.
Praise you, Lord God. Lord, help us to give you our all, Lord.
My whole life I place in your hands. God of mercy, humble I bow down in your presence at your throne.
Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Some of you can just lead out and give praise and glory to God. Praise you.
Your great love for us. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Lord. Just amazed how much God loves us. Praise you, O God. You want to because you love us.
Thank you.
That's what I don't understand, but we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You have made us holy because you are holy. And you took away our sin. Praise you, O God. Praise you, O God. You are before the Father all the time. Praise you, O God. Praise you, O God. Praise you, O God.
Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good. We praise your holy name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are so good.
Praise you, Lord.
We praise you and thank you that you are so good.
Praise you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Why don't we call out names of the Lord that are meaningful to us right now that are coming to mind of what the names show what he does.
Our healer.
Like many faceted gem, we see the different names of the Lord, different facets of this beautiful gem. Sparkling before us, we're bringing those to light, being marveled and marvel at it, at them. Thank you, Father. Amen. I'd like to ask Jerry if he's free here in a minute to come up. He's going to share a little bit about the Bartholomew's work. On the fifth Sundays, we do a special offering beyond the regular offering where that goes towards some ministry or mission work that we're involved in. And so the mission team has decided that this Sunday we are going to do the offering towards the Bartholomew's work. So, Jerry, if you would come up and share about that for a moment.
As mentioned, the Bartholomew's, Tim and Wynn, I was talking with them last week and actually a couple weeks ago, and I was just getting to know them and wanted to give a little report on them. They had a mission conference that was planned last week that was canceled. And so I was just thinking of the things we've been praying about this morning, and there's things that are going on in our lives that things are just constantly changing, and that can become very frustrating. And but at this moment, as I talked to Tim Sunday, they were leaving for Africa as the minister to the Muslims over there, and that they will be gone for, I believe it's 10 days, and then they'll be back, and I'll be talking with them again, and perhaps I'll have a little more information. And so it's good to be able to stand here and report briefly on what's going on in the moment, and that there are other missionaries out there, and the truth is, or the reality is that we're all missionaries, and that we can pray for one another, and as we were praying earlier, for that opportunity to be bold in sharing Christ's love with others. And so at this time, I'd just like to pray for our missionaries, and specifically for Tim and Wynn. Father in heaven, I just thank you that we can call upon your name in all things. And Father, that we can claim the power of the resurrection in our day-to-day lives. And for all the changes that take place continually, may we adapt to them and call upon your name to guide our feet and steps and recognize that that's what you're doing. And Lord, that we can realize that each day is a new day and a new opportunity. And so I pray that you keep Tim and Wynn safe in Africa. And I pray, Father, that they have a safe trip back home. I pray for each one here as they venture out this week, and perhaps there's one opportunity laying ahead of them that our eyes will be opened and we can share the love of Christ. And I pray, Father, that we can rejoice always and pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances, for it is your will. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
So Bob, if you could grab a few, and we're going to do the offering. This is just an opportunity for us just to say, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and thank you for providing the ability to work, to earn an income, to have something to share with others. And this is an act of worship to give it back to God and say, God, you are the owner of all of it. And we give back a portion just saying, hey, you've provided, and I want to bless others with this. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for how you have so graciously blessed us with the ability to work, the opportunity to work, the ability to provide for our families, and to have something to share with others. So, Lord, we give with generous and glad hearts and ask that you would use us to glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have a few birthdays. This is kind of a birthday week, quite a few. Oh, Jerry, you have something else? Yeah, the mission offering is for Bartholomew's, and I think there's special envelopes, so if you want that to get to them, there are special envelopes on the back table. And if you're not able to give it in this offering, you can put it in the brown box there between the doors, and that will get where it needs to go. So Kay Berry is going to turn 29 again tomorrow. So happy birthday, Kay. And Richard Byron, my father, the 2nd of August, will have his birthday. And Linda Mathias on the 6th. And Cindy Falls on the 7th. So we got a lot of birthdays. So be sure to wish those folks happy birthday this week. Yes? George Jetson?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Isn't he like a character, like a cartoon character? Oh. So, random fact there. Okay. Anniversary is happening also. Manfred and Jana Adelham are having an anniversary on the 4th. John and Donna Kurtz, how many years? 61 years on the 5th of August. So if you need some marriage advice, that's who to talk to. So they've made it work for 61 years. So if you're going, how did you do that? They might be able to tell you their secret sauce for that. And John and Angel Vega on the 5th. So give them a big shout out. Okay, we have a camp announcement, and we have some special volunteers coming up to talk about the family camp. So come on up, guys.
Hello, everyone. So, 3 weeks ago, we had the kids' DTS camp here. 2 weeks ago, we had the teen DTS camp here. So now it's about time for the rest of y'all to join us out here at camp. Okay? So this coming weekend... Okay. My volunteers, Vanna and Vanna number two. All right. This weekend, coming up, we have the family camp happening down here at the campground Friday through Sunday. And we got a few different things going on as my phone decides to go through and go away. All right. So we got worship going on Friday night. And by the way, so if you're not camping, if you're not a camper, that's fine. Come out Saturday. Join us. We got different activities going on. And we got fishing in the morning. They've got some swimming going on in the afternoon with a lifeguard that way. Mitch and his wonderful burger cook-off is happening at 11 o'clock or something around there on Saturday as well. And guys, capture the flag on Saturday night. Okay, cool. Yes, wonderful. And also we're going to have games available all weekend long up in the youth building for those who want to get out of the sun for a little bit, play some games that way. So... you can go through and grab one of these flyers in the back to get all the details. Grab a second one so that way this week you can go invite somebody to the campground as well. Did I miss anything?
And also we would like for everyone to come. And if you're not staying overnight or just staying overnight, you can just come and enjoy the afternoon or the morning.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vanna Juan. Appreciate that. Women of Grace, this Thursday in the Lion Room, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., you guys are meeting, so if you want to join other ladies, and it's going to be a Bible study. So Kay Berry kind of heads that up, so Kay can raise her hand, just say, hey, if you have a question about that, ask her. She's also going to be, if you are interested, we're having our annual community celebration dinner. That is coming up at the end of August on the 27th. You should be getting an invite in the mail that Laura has made up for you guys. And if you haven't got that yet, it's coming this week. But we're going to be having sign-ups for that. We need to RSVP on that. And so if you know you're going to come, let Kay know today after the service, and she can get you down for that. We will not be having a potluck today. Normally we do a potluck, but there has been a lot of sickness going around, so we're just trying to limit the spread of things. So we're going to pass on the potluck today. And that should do it for the announcements. Now, I had said, is there any other testimonies? Yes. Oh, we have the play. You wanted to announce about the play?
Okay, sure.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so as we've heard a lot about today, and hopefully we'll keep hearing about for the next couple of weeks, we're doing a musical with the youth and young adults here at the church. It's called She Loves Me. It's an actual musical that was written by the same guys that wrote Fiddler on the Roof, so it's actually really good. And we've been having a great time. We're doing our best, obviously, because there's not that many of the youth here in the church, but we're really having a wonderful time of it, and it's going to be really, really fun and really, really cute. And so if you want to come and see it, it's free, so come see it, because it's free. It's going to be on Saturday and Sunday in 2 weeks, so Saturday the 13th and then Sunday the 14th. At 7 and 3 respectively, and come on out and have fun and watch us all goof around on stage and have a great time. So thanks.
And thank you, Samuel, doing a great job directing that. Lots of hours put in, and Amanda also, his support. And Marie for getting all those bottles and perfume. And yay, God, for leading her to those, right? So, are there any? Yes, buddy. Good to see the Lesters. We coming up from Tennessee, right?
Could I go first? I have a testimony this morning. 49 years ago, next month, there was a young couple, newly married, that came up from Tennessee to take a look at this place called Gracehaven Farm in Ashland Seminary. 2 weeks after that, they packed all their worldly possessions in a U-Haul trailer and two cars and moved up here, thinking that they would probably be here for a year. About 32 years later, they moved permanently to East Tennessee. That young couple was Buddy and Judy Luster. That's my lovely wife back there. So I just want to say, first of all, thank you to all my dear friends here. It was our joy and our privilege to be a part of this church. It was my privilege to serve here as an elder for quite a number of years. And I tell people all the time, I said, I have friends in Ohio that I will never, ever have friends like those again, because I don't have enough time. There's just not enough time left in this lifespan to do that. You folks have been some of the dearest people in the world to us, and we are so appreciative of you, your friendship, for kindly welcoming in this couple from West Tennessee and letting us come and join you at that time. We came, and many of us who came at that time came with a passion to live the normal Christian life and to do so to the glory of God, and we were really trying to figure out what this thing about church was supposed to be and what God's intentions were, and we thought we needed to rewrite the book on a lot of things. But as we did that, God worked some unbelievable things in spite of us. One thing that's so unbelievable was that he gave Ray Nethery and Eunice Nethery a tremendous amount of grace to work with and live with and deal with a bunch of dumb 20-year-olds who didn't know anything about anything, and yet we're here with a passion, desire to serve God, and to do it together. I am extremely thankful for that time and that experience. As you look at where we are today, please never forget that as you are building today, you're building on the foundations that were laid by other people, which is a good thing. That man back there sitting beside my wife is one who is hugely responsible, humanly speaking, for what is here, a man of vision, a man of courage, a true leader among men. And I am so glad to say he is my friend. and one of my best friends. Ray, thank you. Paul, the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul said this. He said, "For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive." Paul says, "I deliver to you that which is of first importance." Please, please never forget. It is the gospel. It is the message, the good news concerning Jesus. That is of first importance. Never move from the gospel. Never assume the gospel. Never let go of the gospel. Do us proud. Keep walking in faith, being faithful to him, and proclaiming the good news of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Any other treasures? Be careful if you are putting your hands through your hair. I might come get you. I think you have your hand up. Andy, I see you stroking your beard there.
I was remarking at the wonderfulness of Bob's new beard.
Oh, yes. I told him he needs to keep it. It looks amazing. I haven't heard from any ladies today. Come on, ladies. You got something. Oh, well, John, you're not a lady, but I'll still. You can speak, definitely. It is getting longer, Dad.
I just sit here, and it happens every time. I look around, and I see all of you, my friends, all of you. And my heart just fills with thankfulness and gladness for Andy and your kids. It's beautiful. And Al and Becky and my son-in-law going through sickness and coming through. And Jerry talking about taking a tumble. Steve and Pam, all you guys, the Days, the Judds, the Kurtz, the kids, you are all being blended together into Christ's body. And it's just so beautiful from an old man looking around. It's just so beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you guys for being a part of all of this. Thank you so much. Amen.
I don't know if I can call him out. I guess I can. Ethan, I'd like to have you share. He's like, "What, Dad?" I thought you had a good testimony like with work the other day. I don't know if you want to share a little bit of that or something else on your mind. So I can call him out because he's my little guy, or my big guy now. But
well, this is a surprise. I have no idea what I'm talking about right now. So I guess just talking about it was really cool. I work at Panera Bread down on Lexington Avenue, and so it's enjoyable. But a lot of the times when I go into work, many people have, pessimistic views on life and a very complaining attitude, just trying to get by, in that work setting, a lot of people are just trying to get by, get the paycheck, and it's easy to complain and stuff, and sometimes I walk out of there feeling really, I don't know, downtrodden a little bit. I'm just kind of just disappointed, but one of these days, I think it was Wednesday, I went in, I just kind of felt the peace of God and the joy of the Lord there, and I was just had a great attitude, and some of my coworkers noticed it, and they just like, "Oh man, you seem really joyful today." And I don't know, it was just a great experience to feel the Lord and be able to go through a day of work with, and then come out refreshed and joyed. And it's different, but it was definitely worth the experience. So.
Now, I don't do that every day, so, but I think him sharing stuck with me, just how, you know, it's the small little things we do. Each of us has our daily routines, but, you know, just going into that with the joy of the Lord, the help of the Lord, people will notice it. I don't think you were sharing the gospel at work, but they saw you living it out in that peacefulness, and so you can be a blessing. And hopefully you are filled up today and reminded of some important things. And we're going to hit our last worship set now, and then we'll be closing out after that. So let's stand and worship again, and with a renewed and refreshed vigor for what God has for us.
Let's go to, I don't know if he's got this, You're the Lion of Judah. A number of you should remember this. By the way, we have Noah over there on piano. He's doing a great job. You're the Lion of Judah, the Lamb who was slain. You ascended to heaven, forevermore to reign. At the end of the age, when the earth you redeem, you will gather the nations before you. And the eyes of all men will be fixed on the Lamb who was crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice you'll reign at the Father's side. And the angels will cry, Hail, Lamb, who is slain for the world, rule in power. And the earth will reply, You shall reign as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. There's a shield in our hand and a sword at our side. There's a fire in our spirit that cannot be denied. 'Cause the Father has told us, for those you have died, for the nations that gather before you. And the ears of all men need to hear of the Lamb who was crucified, who descended to hell yet was raised up on the Father's side. And the angels will cry, Hail the Lamb, who is slain for the world, rule in power. And the earth will reply, You shall reign as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. As the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. As the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Praise you, Lord. He is King. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
To you the blind will sing, to you the mute will sing, to you the dead will rise, to you all hearts cry praise, to you the darkness flees, to you my heart screams, I am free, I am free.
The chorus, let's go.
And I am free to run. I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
To you the blind will see.
To you the mute will see.
Through you the dead will rise. Hearts will break. Through you the darkness flees. Through you my heart screams, I am free.
Praise the Lord.
I am free. I am free to run.
I am free to run.
And I am free to dance.
I am free.
I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
Free.
I am free. Sing it out.
I am free.
I am free to run.
I am free to run.
I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
I am free. I am free.
I am free.
Yeah, I am free.
I am free.
Through you the blind will see. Through you the mute will sing. Through you the dead will rise. Through you our hearts will praise. Through you the darkness flees. Through you my heart screams. I am free, I am free, and I am free to run,
I am free to run,
and I am free to dance,
I am free to dance,
and I am free to live for you,
I am free to live for you,
I am free.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You are free in Christ.
Amen.
Amen and amen. You got time for one more? No. No, do I'm worthy? Okay, we will do this one. This is a beautiful song, especially if I don't sing it. So, here we go.
Thank you.
Let us just raise our hands and receiving this benediction. Now to him who is able and willing to keep you from falling, from stumbling, and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.